Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today our topic is, are you willing to change with the times? Where would we be today if the caveman had not been willing to learn new technology? Even in the early 20th century, people were reluctant to change. Technology has improved our lives when it comes to lights, cars, etc. But when we look at computers and how they've made the world smaller, where people where people work from home and for employment opportunities. If you think about it, technology has always advanced our lives. The cavemen lived in caves and did not know the difference between light and day until they were able to use flint to start fires. Then they were able to keep themselves warm. Also, they killed their own livestock to have food, or wild animals is what I'm trying to say. And they had to fashion out weapons to be able to do this. What would have happened if they had not advanced? Today, we need to think more in terms of how we can use technology to advance the workplace. This is something that people are unwilling to do. If you think about it, today we're in the knowledge age. We're no longer in the manufacturing age. Manufacturing has moved to smaller countries where it's cheaper to put products together, and what people are selling today is information and services. So if you are unwilling to change, then how are you going to be willing to open your eyes to the opportunities for employment? When the Europeans first came to the Americas, what they did was they were small entrepreneurs. They would take their wares and put it on push carts and go out and sell them on the street corners. Their children were the first generation born in this country, and that was the rise of the corporations. What you saw was people going to work for the corporation, working their way up in the company into management, getting their 25-year retirement and their gold watch, and supposedly they were going to live comfortably on Social Security. What has happened is, because of the baby boomer generation, that there was not enough money being put into the system for them to be able to live comfortably. So that did not go as it was supposed to. The generation, the baby boomer generation, came up at the tail end of corporate environment. That it was always assumed at that time that it was an unwritten rule with the corporation that you had a job for life. So many a times when the companies in the 1990s started to cut back, they were offering buyout packages to companies so they could reduce their workforce and outsource the workplace. That has meant that the following generations, Generation X, Generation Y, and the millennials do not have any guaranteed places of employment anymore. So whereas the millennials grew up in the job market where there was technology, they are more accepting of the use of computers for employment and creating their job opportunities. It is up to the baby boomers to be willing to change. Many of them with the economic climate as it is, were basically putting their money into 401ks and retirement funds from the corporations that were supposed to be matched by the corporations. Because the companies were making their money by using the stock market to inflate their 401ks, then when the market and the economy fell apart, all of the money that was on paper was lost. This was money that was never really in there, but people were just living on a fantasy of having all of this money. Unless the money is in your hand, you do not really have the money. And I can tell you that for a fact. Being someone with a disability, I was often not given the opportunities that everyone else had to go out and find a job and grow with the company and increase my income and have the opportunity to buy myself a place that was mine or to buy a car or to do the things that everyone else had was capable of doing. So what I had to do was to adapt to my needs. And what I found for me was because at the time there were few opportunities for people with disabilities in the workplace, I had to make my own opportunity. That is why at the time I started my own business, and I was always very observant as to what was going on around me and saw the changes happening in the workplace. While I grew my business, I had to take outside sources of income. And one of the things I did was work with a company going out and doing fundraising. And when I started in the late 90s, it was a good source of income. I averaged anywhere from $250 to $350 a week. In the last 2 to 3 years, I saw that going down. So I was more aware of what was happening in the workplace. And while Bill Clinton was president, everyone had a false impression of having a really good income due to steady work, and they were always assuming the money would be there. So as the economy and as things changed, people were more and more blaming one person or the other instead of just looking at the whole spectrum as to where the changes were coming along the way. And some of the changes that happened in the workplace which brought this on was that when the companies started cutting back and letting go of all their middle managers and upper-level managers, the seminar leaders were coming along and offering a pie in the sky how these individuals could change their income by just starting up a business in real estate and buying property on speculation and flipping it and doing this on no money down. For the few that did make money, it was a boom town. But for the majority, it was a total loss because many of them bought one property and made some money, and then they started buying 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 properties, and before they were able to flip it and make money, the real estate market became overinflated to the point that not only were people not able to flip their homes, but Congress had also passed a law that allowed the banks and the mortgage companies to give the subprime mortgages because they wanted everyone to be living in a home, whether they had the means of an income or the education to improve their employment status, they were able to get into a home. So then as all of these mortgages got sold off into the stock market, they were creating an inflated stock market, but it was also heading towards a crash. And when it crashed, everyone began to feel it from top to bottom. And now all you hear about is how it's slowly coming back and they're trying to get everyone back to work. Well, there's only so many jobs that you're going to be able to get where you're working for someone else. So you need to really get to a point where you're going to change your idea of what employment is and how you look at a job today. Technology has helped advance things because before technology and computers, people with disabilities had few opportunities in the workplace. Not just that there were no laws on the books guaranteeing people with disabilities rights, but companies were not hiring people with disabilities and giving them opportunities to prove themselves in the workplace. If they did, it's usually the lower end, underskilled jobs, and you have people with disabilities who are very intellectually gifted. So the idea is you don't know what will happen to you tomorrow. Why not change how you treat everyone else? And why not look at the workplace as an opportunity where everyone can be equal? So the thing is, what are you going to do and how are you going to change your mindset on what a job is and how you're going to accept technology and its changes and how it can benefit you in the long run in the workplace? So where are you going to be in the future and how are you going to make those changes for the better to help improve your opportunities in the workplace? There are many things that you can do to really help yourself, and what I would like to do is talk about some of them now. And some of those changes are things that we need to look at because we need to look at how we can improve where we work. And let me just back up a little bit and also say there are people who are in the baby boomer generation who have no understanding that computers and the software and how to use it. All they know how to do is do what they were told to do when they worked for the company, because the company has the software and they put it on the computers and that's how the individual used it based on the needs of the company. They were not inventive. They were not creative. And the internet has also opened up the workplace for employment opportunities. So how are you going to adapt and change and make all of those things work for you? What you need to do is start looking at the internet as an opportunity to create employment for yourself. And the job market has changed as much for the better as anything else. It's just, where are you going to look for your opportunities in the workplace? And let's back up and talk about how the job market has changed. If you think about it, jobs that existed 10 years ago do not exist today. Jobs that exist today did not exist 10 years ago. And there will be jobs in the future that have not been invented yet because technology and changes in technology have improved our capability of finding new jobs and creating new jobs. If you think about it, years ago, positions were executive assistant working for an individual that was the president or the vice president in an office. Today, with so many people having their own business and having websites, they can't do everything. So someone who was a secretary is now a virtual assistant on the internet. And if you want to find gainful employment as a virtual assistant, you can go on various social sites. If you understand, if you were in the financial field before, there's financial social sites on the internet. There's many places that people congregate, that they post themselves, they tell you about their background. One of the best places to go is LinkedIn.com. Everyone knows about or has heard about Twitter, and you can go on Twitter and you can tweet and write something that uses 140 characters and just post something telling people what you're looking for. It's a great place to go, Twitter, because if you have a product or something that you're marketing that's an innovative product, then journalists will go on Twitter and they will look at all the different things that people have written, because that's where they get some of their ideas for articles to write, because there's only so many ways you can get the news. The news, almost everyone has a website today or a storefront on the Internet. When the Internet came about, people started using websites as a marketing tool to help them grow their business. And using emails and sending out emails is also a cheaper way of marketing, because if you have to type up a letter, print it out, then put a stamp on it and mail it in bulk, what you're going to find out is that you're going to have a situation where there are people who do not know where they're going to be marketing themselves and how you're going to market. What you want to plan on is how you are going to make the changes that you need to make to improve your opportunities in the workplace today. Not only is Twitter an important part in LinkedIn, but there's also other social sites. Yahoo has many groups that are signature interest groups where you can go on and you can post information about the programs that you're offering and the products you have to offer. There are also other ways of building your business and looking for opportunities. We just need to open up and be willing to make the changes that we need to make in the workplace if you want to create your own opportunities. Where are you going to be in the future, and how are you going to integrate the technology? And how are you going to think about building a business? Graphic designers used to just design brochures for people today and logos. Today, they are the website designers, because what your website looks like is important. A lot of people will go and they will create their own websites, and they'll put on the text on it, and they'll use the HTML to do that. But with so many websites out there, you need to have an edge. So it's important to know who is a web designer that can design something in a way that it can help you to really market yourself, because I know that when I put up my first website, I did it myself. There's certain I could put the text in there, but I didn't know how to put the pictures in there, and I didn't know how to use search engine optimization. There are, with the baby boomer generation having lost many of their jobs, what has happened is that they are looking for an easy way of making money. So not only were they a target for the seminar leaders who were just looking to make easy money off of them, but they're also an easy mark for the millennial generation who understand how to use the technology of the Internet to create a job for themselves, to create a business, to build the keyword advertising, to use the pay-per-click, to even use local ad link as a way of building their ranking and expanding their business to go out and then sell their idea or their concept to someone else. The thing is, you're paying them $4,500 or $5,000 to teach you about something that is very easily found and done on the Internet. I attended a program put on Stores Online that talked about cash flow on the Internet. And they told you about search engine optimization. They told you about keyword advertising. They told you about writing sales letters. This was something that is just built into the system on the Internet. Then I 6 months ago attended a presentation that I saw through an info commercial understanding what it was that he was doing. There was 50 or 60 people in the audience. And what he did was he hired someone to come in and do this presentation and telling people about how they were going to make all this money, or showing checks that he had cashed of the money that he had made over time and how he had built it up, talking about a pie in the sky and how they were going to make all of this money growing a business. So where or how are you going to take it and look at it and plan for it, and how are you going to pay someone else to teach you something that you can go and learn for much less money than what someone is trying to offer you? It's a matter of what is your choice and how are you planning on using it to grow and expand what you plan on doing in the future. Where are you going to look for your employment opportunities down the road? We need to change and accept technology as a part of our lives. More and more, if you look at the computers as they were developed from the 1980s, they started out as the personal computer, which was a large desktop. They have now evolved into the laptops. You can go into Starbucks, you can go into a grocery store, you can go into Caribou Coffee, and you will see more and more people sitting there working and using the internet, because those are hot spots where they can get on the internet, they can write their emails, they can do their sales letters, they can do their presentations, and it becomes a way to market and build and grow a business for yourself. It's just a matter of, are you going to open up and accept what technology has made available to you? Some other things that you can do that will help bring in an income is there are sites out there like Black Business Builders Club, where they will have the tools available to teach you how to build a business on the internet. That is one of the things that we need to be concerned about. And what I want to do is talk about Black Business Builders Club and tell you what they are offering at this time that can help you build your business. So there's 12 benefits to being a member of the Black Business Builders Club. And the first one is that they have a business advisory, which is the ability to make unlimited audio and video postcards. If you think about YouTube and how all of those videos, people will click on them and use them, and how the TV shows have now used the internet to promote their shows, you can understand how audio and video can help you expand your business. They offer two member links. It's a member-to-member networking opportunities. They have the Black Folks Guide to Making Big Money, and that's a regular ongoing newsletter that they send you on an ongoing basis. They have business ebooks, articles, and reports. There's an entrepreneurial training center. They have the Make Money Club, which gives you private access to thousands of money-making resale and private label rights that you can resell. There's a member resources, which is links to resources to help you grow your business. You have the NBBTA, which is instant access to internet marketing tutorials. Those tutorials are very important because they are teaching you how to use the internet and expand your business. They have shopping discounts, travel certificates, a Money Typhoon, which is software that will generate sales for you and automatically deliver products. They also have an affiliate program which puts real money in your pocket and earns you money instantly. So as you can see, there are things that you need to look at that will create opportunities for you in the workplace. The website for the Black Business Builders Club is http://www.blackbuildersclub.com. /?4465. It's just an it's an affiliate program that you can make money with, but it's also a program that will teach you the skills that you need to look at when you are growing a business for yourself. So it's just looking at where you're going and what you want to do and how to plan for it when you are looking at growing a business today. Some other things that you can do is you can go on different social sites, you meet new people, plus you write blogs. And what that does is that increases your visibility on the internet, because whenever you hook it to a website, then what you're doing is creating a link. And when you create that link, then it goes, when Google goes out there and says that, sends the crawlers out and they find these articles, then that becomes part of your ranking on the internet. So it's a search engine optimization that you are looking at creating for yourself when you are looking at doing different things on the internet. There's also what I want to talk about is how the job market has changed due to the technology. For instance, for a professional speaker, the way they did it years ago was they would set up their company, they would set up an office, they would develop marketing tools, and they would go out and mail it. They would go to different organizations, they would do presentations, they would take and create products that could lead into a lot of money in building their business. Today, it's easier because previously, whereas many of them had to go out and hook up with a seminar company and travel around to make their money, today they can work from home and create their own products through the computer, just like we're doing with this show, with this audio tape. And then what they would do is they would be able to create webinars, be able to do teleseminars. Teleseminars, all you need is a telephone and a computer. You create your PowerPoint presentations. You go out and do your presentations on the internet. You do free teleseminars as a marketing tool. You get on certain interest groups with other people in your field. You pass around ideas as a mastermind group, and that's how you grow a business. It allows you to have lower overhead, and it's not as expensive as it was before technology came into the picture and it was easy to create your own product. But there lies in, as an individual, what are you going to do to have so that you are not stressed out with your business? Lots of times people will look at a way of saying, well, we're solopreneurs or we're entrepreneurs, we don't have a lot of money, so what we're going to do is we're going to wear all the hats. We're going to create our website. We're going to go out and write our blogs. We're going to submit articles to article submitters. Well, what happens is you're taking away, or you're not building good time management skills. You're taking away time from your family. You're not doing what you need to do to build the business in a way that is very intelligent. So how are you going to look at some things that you can do to help expand your business and yet also reduce the stress in your life? That's where you would use a virtual assistant, because their expertise can be in doing the writing of the articles for you, especially if you're not someone who likes to write. Because when you look at different personalities and the skills that you want to do with that personality, then you need to understand some people are good at standing up in front of groups and doing presentations. Others are good at sitting down and doing the detail work. y'all have all of these potential within us, but you need to play to your strengths, not to your weaknesses. And you need to build good time management skills in your business. We often forget about what it is that we need to do that reduces the stress in our personal lives, build good time management skills, and manage our time in such a way that we can do everything that we need to do. And when you set up a business and you work from home, you need to set up a place that is your specific location. You set up a time factor and say, this is my time for work. Anyone else who's in the house, the door is closed to you. You cannot come in. So where and how are you going to build the skills that you need to help you build a good business and have good business sense? And how are you going to incorporate the technology that's out there to really help you grow your business? You can see how technology has made things better in certain respects, and yes, it's hurt in other respects, because one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this particular topic today was I ran into someone, and she was complaining because the job market had changed and where the job market was. Simply because if you think about it, in a grocery store, you have so many aisles where you have a cashier there that's processing your groceries as you're going through, telling you what you owe and do things. Well, if you think about it, what some grocery stores have done is they have self-service, so you can run it yourself, you can see what's happening. And whereas years ago people would either pay cash and they would have to verify the checks, now people use debit cards, so they automatically are approved. It makes the line go faster. And yes, technology has really helped and it has advanced, but you need to be willing to accept that technology, where it has taken away certain jobs, it has also made other jobs. And how can you look and expand that? Think about the medical field. Today, they have robotic arms. They have the mirrors that can get in there and magnify something and put it on the screen, which allows a doctor to be more accurate in the surgeries that they are performing. Years ago, it was more of you getting in there, seeing all of the body parts and all of the blood, and sometimes there were mistakes made. So it has reduced some of the technology, has helped reduce some of those mistakes. Not saying that they don't still happen, but technology has advanced in almost every field out there, and you need to be willing to make those changes to keep the technology moving ahead. And how are you going to change your thinking about what a job is today and how you are going to look at the workplace and grow with the workplace just like everyone else has done? It is up to you to be willing to make those changes in your personal life and grow with the times. Just think about where the cavemen would be today, where we would be today if the advances had never happened since the time of the caveman. You would be at the mercy of the animals as opposed to having more control over your personal life. Just like people want to attribute God to having total control over their lives and their decisions that happen, if the caveman had not been willing to accept the changes and develop the clubs and develop the arrows and eventually the guns, where would we have been for food? Where would we have been as far as the number of people? Just think about years ago when you looked at the world, it was such a daunting place. Today with the internet, because of the contacts and the friends you've made from different countries, it seems like such a smaller place today. And if you look at the fact that we are now more a global economy, that is why when one country started hurting due to the problems that they had in the economy, then it affected what was going on in other parts of the world. So as things change and as things improve, then things will improve in other areas as well. It's a matter of, are you willing to open up? Are you willing to accept the changes? Are you willing to do what it will take to help you advance in the things that you need to do to help yourself expand and grow? Where are you willing to be in the future, and how are you willing to accept those changes for yourself? And what are you going to do to increase your opportunities in the workplace? Where are you going to be, and how are you going to grow with the times and make the changes for yourself? I am posing these questions because I want you to think about how you can change your position and your opportunities in the workplace. I am going to be having a guest next week, Janet White, who wrote a book on how you can go out and get the job you want. And for many times, we have been taught the traditional method of the resume and how you list your dates and your companies and the things you've done in that arena. What she says is, instead of just listing that, and when you talk about a problem that you had in the company and what it was that you did to solve that problem, because that shows that you have initiative when you are looking for a job. Instead of giving out the traditional, say, cover letter where you're talking about what a great person you are and what an asset you can be to a company, why not research the company, find out what issues they're having and what problems they need to solve? Because what today, a company is not going to look at the individuals as much as they're going to look at how they can help us solve the problems that we have today. So the idea is to find out what problem they're having and how you can take your expertise and solve that problem for them. And when you finish the interview, you need to send them a letter, or a thank you letter. But the idea is that you are not talking about me, 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 but that you're reminding them on the things that you can do that can really benefit that company. Because today, when someone is looking at hiring someone, they have a limited number of jobs. So they are going to be looking for the best candidates. With so many people being out of work and seeing where people have been out of work for 6 months, 9 months, a year, they're just going to any place that is a job fair. They're going to any place that is taking applications. They're going to any business that is opening. Recently, I was listening to the news, and there was a company that is opening up in Florida that is going to be building nuclear plants. So people who were truck drivers and have no experience in construction are applying for these jobs. Now, when it comes time to have to fill these positions, they're going to first look for people who had worked in that field who have been laid off and put them back to work. Then they're going to look for the next group who has some skills very similar to it, because companies are not going to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars just to train someone for a position that's going to last a year or two. They are looking for people who have the experience doing what the position needs for them to do. So how are you going to change and open the doors and create opportunities for yourself? And there are enough jobs going around if you just look and are aware of what it is that you need to do to help yourself grow today? Where are you going to be in the future, and how are you going to create that opportunities? There are enough jobs going around. It's just a matter of changing your mindset of what a job is, looking at your skills and how you can take the skills that you're really good at and change it to a position that really fits the job that you want to do. Also, what you need to do is also look at what it is that's your passion. Because when you have a job where you're working and earning an income doing something that's your passion, then it's something that you would be doing for free if you could do it and still have the means to buy the food, to pay for the living, the cost of living and the roof over your head. It's just a matter of how are you going to change your mindset of what is a job today and how you're going to think about that job. How are you going to learn the skills to do the research that you need to do so you can create those opportunities for yourself? And how are you going to be willing to utilize someone else whose skills are in areas that are your weaknesses? Because when you look at what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are, you need to partner in and build relationships with someone who has strengths that meet the needs of your weaknesses. As a team, they will help you reach your goals in life. If you try to do it all yourself, then you're going to overload yourself and you're going to create a block for yourself. So think about those things. Think about what it is that you want to do to grow your business or to create those opportunities for yourself. If you look around today, people have made jobs for themselves by being dog walkers, by going out and being detailing cars. There's a lot of things that you can do that will bring in an income, even personal landscaping of lawns, because people with their loss of income don't have the money to pay a landscaper to come in and keep up their lawn. And whereas if that was a job that a child did or a teenager did to make money for the minor little things they wanted years ago, it's become more and more an opportunity for people to think of ways to earn an income. Yes, it is seasonal. So what happens is in warm places where the season is longer, landscapers have more of an opportunity to work more months out of the year. In a cold climate, when there is no summer and you only have winter and snow, then what are you going to do to create an income? And that income can come from going from home to home, offering to keep people's sidewalks clean and shoveling the snow for them, especially elderly people who are people up there in age who cannot do those things for themselves. It's a service to them, and it's also a way for you to earn an income. We have moved not only to the information age or the knowledge age, but we've moved more into the service industry. Service industry is more and more of a field where people are paid hourly as opposed to having set salaries. And if you look at the car industry, and that's a great example of an industry where unions have controlled what the individuals made on an hourly basis. And you're seeing more and more because the salaries went up, but at the same time that companies had to look for other ways to cut expenses, then what was happening was that they created such a shortfall of developing a quality product that the American car manufacturers have lost their market share, and they're in the process of having to go through a bailout just to keep afloat and still be viable in the future. It's moving more and more towards the Europeans and the Asian companies building products the cars because they're able to build it on quality as opposed to quantity, and you're seeing people have a better product and being willing to pay less money for those products. So where are you going to be, and how are you going to look at the job market and understand that when the news comes on and they talk about the different industries, what they are telling you is that the manufacturing age in the United States is gone. You have to look for other ways to create an opportunity for an income for yourself. And you need to think in terms of not looking to go to work with a corporation and growing with the corporation, because those jobs have gone by the wayside. They are no longer in existence, and you need to look at things that you can do that can help you evolve into a job market that is going to think in terms of what it is that you can do to help yourself grow a business. Now, I'm going to go through and talk about some things that you might need to think about when you are looking at growing a business. What you need to do is do a discovery and ask questions on what it is that you really are looking for. What is your specialty? How can you help a company to build the bottom line? And do you see value in the internet as an avenue to reach your market? That is more and more something that you need to consider when you are looking at building your business. How are you going to reach your market? You need to first do a discovery and find out, is there a market for your product? While you are building your product, you need to have a source of income. There are companies or businesses that have websites that are looking for affiliates. If it's a product that you are interested in, or if it fits close in to the product that you're going to sell, then it's a great way to make extra income by becoming an affiliate with those companies and helping to sell their products, because you earn a commission while you look at building your business and expanding your product line. You need to think about the things that you need to do that will help you to grow and expand the business that you currently have, and how you're going to increase your opportunities in the workplace. There are many things that you can do that will help you in the future to create an income for yourself. The millennial generation understand this. They have built the business. They have taken advantage of the baby boomer generation by trying to sell them a pie in the sky. So how are you going to change some of those things and help yourself to increase your income and expand your opportunities? What is it that you need to do to help yourself? And think back to the early 20th century when the cars first were put out there. You had the Model Ts that went real slow, and the quality of the steel that they were using was better. As time has evolved, things have changed. If you look in the early 20th century when they built homes, they used brick. Those homes are still standing today. As the years went by, what happened was Congress allowed or changed the laws to allow them to use different types of wood, different vinyl siding, different products. It also decreased the quality of the homes. What's happening today is because these homes are not the quality they were 100 years ago, and because they're also trying to build as fast as they possibly can, the quality isn't there. They're charging more money for something that has less quality in it. And then when the weather changes, these homes are not prepared and roofs are going down. Fires are happening to these homes more and more. So think about how quality has changed as well, and how you can take pride in going back to looking to build quality into what you are doing, and how you can change what it is that you want to do to help yourself and being the best at what you can be. Because when you have a quality about you, or see things in a way that can really expand what it is that you are doing, and think about how you can take and transition yourself into the new workplace. What are the transitions that you can do? What are the things that you can do to really build yourself? And many a times, how well and successful we are depends on how we believe in ourselves. And many a times, that also falls into the home life that we come from, because if we come from a negative environment, then it holds us back, because all we are doing is hearing over and over again the tapes that we heard. And if you come from a dysfunctional family where someone was sitting there and telling you, you can't succeed, you are a failure, no matter what you try, you're going to fail, then you tend to buy into that failure. And you need to retrain your mind to think in terms of success. To do that, you have to create affirmations for yourself. And when you create those affirmations, then you have to keep repeating those things to yourself until you believe them. And I mean totally believe them. You need to decide what it is you're going to do and how you are going to expand those things to help you to believe in yourself and change some of the things that you want to think about, and how you can evolve into a more positive person. You also need to get rid of the negatives in your life, even if that is your family, and stay away from them. Sometimes that becomes impossible. Sometimes it's easier to do. I have talked to people who come from families where there was a lot of negativity. When they got married, their wives and their children became their family, and they totally disassociated themselves from their parents and their siblings. Sometimes that is something that you will have to do, because they can really strangle you in what they call love, because their kind of love is not even a true love. It's just a fantasy of what they consider. And if you come from a family where there's a lot of jealousy and pettiness, and they don't want to see you succeed, your best support system is supposed to be your family, but it's not always possible to find that. So how can you take and change your mindset and think in terms of being a more positive person? And what are some things that you can do that can really help you to expand yourself? How are you going to set boundaries around yourself in relationship to your family? What are the things you're going to tell them that they can say and they can do? And if they are unwilling to accept your boundaries, what are you going to do to rectify that? How are you going to make the changes for yourself that you need to do? Now, I do understand that sometimes it is hard to do, because I'm in a situation right now that is very difficult because of the funds that I have available to me, so I'm dependent on them for the time being, but that doesn't mean that it'll be a permanent state. And when I get away from them again, I will do like I did the last time. It's been 14 years since the last time I even came close to being in an environment with them. Stayed in that environment for about 8 months, and then after that stayed away from them for 14 years. I have also found that sometimes I have had to be homeless, because it was easier to be homeless than it was to deal with a family who looked at me in such a negative way. So sometimes, if you're strong enough, because I'm not saying everyone can handle that, that it might be a better situation, because many a times they create an environment that is very controlling. because it feeds into their ego. If they do not like themselves, if they resent what's going on around them, if they're jealous of what other people have, and you have totally changed and no longer think that way, then sometimes you have to stay away from them. And if it's impossible, then you have to create the boundaries to help yourself. There's not always an easy road. Life is not easy to live, but it is also something that we have to have control in our lives and think about. What I would like to do is also talk about some of the changes and how you can implement them for yourself and how you can think in terms of growing and expanding a business of your own. Because today, more and more, society has moved back to the small entrepreneur, and you need to think in terms of where it is you are going to go in the future and how you are going to build a business for yourself. Because unless you are doing the tried and true jobs of the salesman, where you are working for a business that has products to sell, or whether you're going into the teaching profession where you're working for a county, or you're going to work for the state, the opportunities are limited. So you need to first sit down and look at it, what it is that you really, really, really love to do, that you would do for free if you could, and how you can take that and expand it into a business that earns you an income. A few months ago, I met someone that was working with a company, and she wanted to change where she was working, and she had the opportunity with the company to start working from home and subcontract work from them so that she could still continue to have an income. Once she started working from home, then she also became a virtual assistant, where she had contracts with other companies as well. This allowed her to keep a steady income in and keep the bills paid. These are things that we need to consider in the workplace today. These are things that we need to look at, we need to plan for. Where are you going to do and grow your business in the future? How are you going to incorporate and market yourself? The internet is one of the easiest places to go where you can build a business and market yourself without having a lot of overhead. If you open up a brick and mortar store today, you have to have at least $500,000 in the bank, because you have to advertise on TV, you have to advertise in magazines. You also have to incorporate the internet into your marketing plan, and that's before you even open your doors to sell your products. And unless people have money to spend, they are not spending as easily as they used to. They are going places like the discount stores. They're going to the thrift stores. They're going different places because they have to worry about purchasing food first. They have to worry about electricity first. They have to worry about the car first. They have to worry about the roof over their head. And then it's what is left over that they are using to get the extras, like clothing and shoes. Even though those are necessities, people are cutting back in how they're spending their money. So where are you going to think in terms of building a business and growing a business that can really help you to be create an income for yourself? What I'd like to do now is remind you, my website is http://onepersonalcareercoach.com, and I would also like to invite you to tune in next week when my guest is Janet White, and we will discuss how you can look in the job market for jobs and how you can think in terms of changing in how you are applying for a job, because those are things that are very important. And remember, if you would like to participate in a Career Expo teleseminar, you can go to my website, which is onepersonalcareercoach.com.